This audio was recorded on the 2010 Feminist Walking Tour on International Women's Day in Dublin. This segment is Carla of Lashback talking about migrant women in Ireland.
We wanted to stop on Parnell Street because we thought it was just important to talk a little bit about the migrant community and migrant women in Ireland at the moment. Parnell Street, anyone who's lived in Ireland for more than a few years, has changed dramatically. The topography, the look of the place has changed dramatically in the last few years. I absolutely love it. You walk down Parnell Street now, it's colourful, it's a buzz, it's vibrant, there's smells, there's food, there's people, there's languages. It's just really important, again, much like the LGBT and much like our recognising our history, that we support and show solidarity with the migrant community and with migrant women. It's hard enough to be a migrant in a new country, but migrant population of Ireland, which is about 10.5%, they think, at the moment, of course, then about 5% of that being women, have a particularly hard time because they go classically or like usually go into labour and work that is lower paid, less regulated kind of work. They don't quite have the support systems like a lot of us who are born and bred might do in terms of family, financial support, and they find themselves in a marginalised community already, can find themselves even further marginalised. That's not to say that people don't come here and have really great and positive experiences and their lives are enriched, so let's just make sure that that as Irish people and people in Dublin, that we make sure that it's a positive experience for anyone who is living here. Of course, like I said, the classic kind of labour that women often go into might be care work or cleaning. It's more likely to take place outside the regular economy, where they might experience poor working conditions due to lack of regulation. Also, migrant women are often among those who suffer from the coercive laws around reproduction that we heard about earlier on. They mightn't have access to information. They mightn't even understand the law that goes on here in a way that like people like myself who have been born and bred here are very aware of it and understand that. They're also more vulnerable in terms of things like the sex industry and trafficking. So I think it's really important that we recognise this and that we show solidarity and that we support groups like the Immigrant Council of Ireland, who recognise that migrant women are particularly at risk. Potatoes?
No, it's pigs. It's
from eggs.
We heard from Akidwa earlier on. They're doing great work at the moment. People like Corja, Diaspora Women's Initiative, the Migrant Rights Centre in Ireland. Let's just be aware of this and aware of our own prejudice and how we can be supported and show solidarity with communities such as this. So just before we move on, because we probably should after that, I'm a bit aware of that now. The first thing I want to say is thank you all so, so much for coming. It has been absolutely great, and I hope you've learned something. Right now, we'd like to invite you for tea and coffee and some soup and rolls to warm up and have a chat and listen to some live music by the Tingle Sisters up in the Teachers Club, which is Parnell Square West. So it's only really 5 minutes away. We're going to walk up there now. If you'd like to join us, we'd love to see you and have a chat. And I just want to say, if you get anything from today, try to remember that history is created by people who document it. So a lot gets missed. We need to keep our eyes open and remember this. Share the stories maybe that you heard today. Show solidarity when people are oppressed or undermined. And consider your future and learn from your past. Most of all, be proud to be what these women have helped us to become. So thanks very much. Cheers.
This audio was recorded and edited by Andrew Flood on the Feminist Walking Tour in Dublin. For more audio from the International Women's Day Walking Tours, go to http://anarchism.pageabode.com/cat/gender.